from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
3 o'clock hour on the Hockman and Crowder program. Someone texts in, has anyone checked on Danny Cannell? Yeah, Danny Cannell's been going through it on Twitter. Yeah. He was on our show after the, who'd they lose to? Georgia Tech up in Dublin?
Yeah, Tech, yeah. And then
last night, BC. They were what, against Georgia Tech, Solana, were they 16.5-point favorites as well?
I can't remember if it was 16 or 13, but definitely
they were double-digit favorites.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they were double-digit favorites last night.
Yeah.
And they lost both those games outright. So, yeah, Danny Cannell is going through it.
That's what happens. Yeah, you want to interact with people, interact on the ups and the downs now.
Well, there's no way they thought after last season that this team was going to be this bad. But it shows you how important the quarterback is in, you know, any NFL, college football, CFL, whatever the league is, it usually begins and ends with the quarterback, which is why I think the Hurricanes fans have such confidence right now. It was Cam Ward. Like, you watched him. You just couldn't believe what you were watching, how composed and in control he was. And you know, the way you and obviously Gino had seen it beforehand, and DBJ and Josie, like, dude is accurate and can throw it and doesn't seem to feel pressure. Now, maybe he didn't feel pressure because he wasn't feeling pressure. man, it was just fun to watch.
For him to get pressure, Billy Napier would have to run out on the field himself as the 12th man. But even like in the highlight reels, the throws, the touchdowns, what you see on the in the highlight, watching the game, like, he knows when to throw it away. He knows when to, you know, eat it, just, you know, drop it to the running back. I'm not trying to make every big play. I'm going to make the right play for the offense, which he looked like a Heisman guy. He looked like one of those dudes that you can, you know, be dressed up, sitting next to that stage, smiling at his friends. It's a well put together team too. That's why I asked about the weapons. Because can those guys do what they did against Florida, where Florida DBs were garbage? But those weapons for a quarterback like that, and you know, to your point, Hawk, you know I hate it that you can't have a number one defense in the nation or the league and still win Super Bowls anymore, but those days are long gone. You can't win no damn games 13-10 anymore. You got to put up points, and you need that QB to do it.
How about these stats? I read this yesterday. This is from the Orange Bowl boys. They tweeted it out, and I just find this to be wild when you think about, and I know John Michaels was throwing some shade there, but when you think about going into Ben Hill Griffin, sold out, and doing this game one, 0 false starts, 0 procedural penalties, 0 alignment issues, 0 holding calls, 0 delays of game. They point out, the Orange Bowl boys, offense was a fine-tuned machine.
Yes.
Like, that's a problem at the beginning of seasons, especially with teams that have a lot of new components, and then you're on the road and 90,000 screaming fans have none of those penalties, shows you something.
And Cam Ward came out, which, you know, I think a little disrespectful. He said the noise speakers were louder than Ben Hill Griffin Stadium. Mm-hmm. Cam, like, yeah, you don't have to say that in public. Say that to
facts
your family,
facts.
Cam.
Facts are facts.
Say that to your cousins when you get back home. Don't say that on national media.
Facts are facts. I hope he says it again at the Heisman speech. I think he's second, right? Is he second in Heisman trophy voting? Not voting, but odds?
I guess, but I mean, Hawk, it's week one, brother.
Oh, you want to do that now? Now you want to slow your roll?
I'm not slowing my roll. I'm just saying it's week one.
Well, it sounds like you're slowing your roll.
I'm not slowing my roll. I'm just saying it's week one. Because when you're starting to look at where your quarterback ranks in Heisman voting after week one, you know, maybe settle down just a tiny bit.
Oh, sounds like somebody who doesn't have a quarterback in the Heisman hunt. That sounds suspiciously like someone who doesn't have a quarterback in the Heisman hunt.
Solana, when you see him do that and then you know he plays a bunch of FIUs for the next 8 weeks, come on, man.
Oh, I'm not telling you that he can't win the Heisman. I think he definitely is going to be in the hunt. I'm just saying you want to start counting votes after week one? Like, talk to me in week six.
All right. Yeah, I mean, sure, it's no Magoo. But, yeah, I think Hurricanes fans have a Heisman hopeful on their hands here. You can throw water on it all you want.
He's special. He's special.
It's a 305.
Dale.
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 God bless. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And Crowder, if you need help opening a water bottle, let me know.
Your boy Billy Napier couldn't get the water bottle open.
And he got a little gout in his wrist. Leave my man alone. Y'all making fun of a medical ailment. The man got gout.
Jimmy, how'd your St. Thomas team do on Saturday?
Well, they only played one drive. The game got rained out.
Yeah.
So they never finished the game.
Like a big program, big conference.
Yeah, Sun Conference.
Are y'all going to make it up or you just hug and leave?
Yeah. We did score on the first drive, but I don't know when they're going
to
make it up.
A little bit of rain, huh? A little bit of rain. Everybody decided to go home.
No, it was a downpour.
Uh-huh.
See y'all later.
And BOGO at the popcorn chicken public. You guys want to keep playing or you want to go get that BOGO popcorn chicken?
Nice to meet y'all. Have a good one.
Not a bad idea, though.
Don't forget the orange slices. All right, let's get headlines here because I want to get to the Don Bailey Jr. calls this hour. I'm very excited to hear them. So let's get headlines for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
You want to start counting Heisman votes for Don Bailey Jr.? That I am down for because as good as Cam Ward and the Hurricanes looked, Don Bailey Jr. and Joe Zagacki, I'll throw him some love, they produced on Saturday.
Sometimes DBJ starts slow, takes him a little while to get ramped up. And from what Solana telling me, he was in his bag early and often.
Cam Moore does that to an organization, doesn't he? Goodness gracious.
These headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Can I interest you guys in the Dolphins' first official week one depth chart?
All right.
Yes.
This was released within the Dolphins' weekly release, again, leading up to week one. Wide receivers, start with the offense. You guys want to guess who your two starting wide receivers are?
Tough one.
Maybe the guy's making $58 million between the two of them.
But who's number three?
We got Braxton Berrios and Malik Washington, and then Grant Dubose.
Hmm.
Yeah. Or remember, River Craycraft, Eric Ezukama are injured. Odell Beckham, injured. We're not going to see those
Ezukama
guys
injured, or he's just on the practice squad?
He's on the practice squad. Sorry.
Yeah.
Malik Washington, that was your guy. I hope he bowls.
That's my guy. Love Malik Washington. But he's gonna
a
return
drop
kicks.
Off from receivers one and two to three, four, five.
Hey, I like Braxton Berrios.
So do I, but quite a drop off.
They're going to get a lot of one-on-ones, let me tell you.
Braxton, last year, week one against the Chargers, I was watching the highlights of that game a couple days ago, made some big-time plays with Tua Tagovailoa in that game, like big-time plays to extend drives. There was like a third and 16, and he just dragged his toes on the sideline, caught a ball out of the boundaries, and was able to snag it. So maybe another week one game from Braxton.
No, seriously. And I know you play in the NFL, you can play ball, but Braxton, Malik, they're going to get the duck. You're putting your best corner on Tyreek, your second best on Waddle. They're going to get the little nickel dime back. They're going to get the duck.
Here are your starting offensive linemen. Tron Armstead, left tackle. Robert Jones. Aaron Brewer at center.
That's good news.
Liam Eichenberg and Austin Jackson. Remember, these guys could still be injured. This isn't the injury report. This is just your official
depth chart. Gotcha.
Week one depth chart.
Yeah, yeah.
So no surprises there. Durham Smythe is tight end one. You got Julian Hill, and then obviously Jonnu Smith as well. Alec Ingold is your fullback, and your running backs, Raheem Mostert and Devon Achan.
Somebody texts in regarding the Hurricanes. Hawk, I'm a diehard Hurricane fan. Put it back in your shorts. Just game one. Remember, it's how you, not how you start, it's how you finish. I'll take winning games over a Heisman any day of the week. Hey, shove it up your butt.
I don't know why people take this guy's win a Heisman as, I'd rather win games. If he's a Heisman candidate, let me
tell you, you're going to win
a lot of damn games.
I mean, it's week one. You know what I mean? Like, let's talk about this when you start playing conference opponents. That's all I'm saying. I'm not telling you he's not going to win it. I'm just saying, you know, pump the brakes after week one.
All right.
By the way,
tell everyone with the Hurricanes, SID, Solana says, pump the brakes. Got to see it against Votek.
Well, don't tell them that, because I want to keep broadcasting games for UM women's soccer. So I'll scrub this from the pod. Cam Ward for Heisman. Jimmy, check his vote numbers, baby. I do want to see those. Hey, Crowder, this is really interesting. I said Jonnu Smith, your other tight end, he's slotted as the Dolphins' backup fullback. Fullback. Alec Ingold, and then Jonnu Smith. Your tight ends are Durham Smythe, Julian Hill. I know Jonnu is a tight end, and they can pretty much line him up anywhere, I guess. But that is interesting, right, that he's not officially on the depth chart.
They don't have any fullbacks besides Alec Ingold. To be quite honest, if Alec Ingold's not in the game, you don't have a fullback in the game.
Did you see him? He took a hand sweep in the preseason. Like, they're going to put him everywhere. He's a very athletic kid.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, he's going to play a lot at tight end, this depth chart, and especially at tight end. And in McDaniel's offense, it means nothing. So they play every damn way. They put three of them out there and run them out of wide receiver. Jonnu's going to get a lot of work. He's actually on the damn receiving props. The other line, the other tight ends aren't. He has some receiving props this game.
All right. On the defense, Zach Sealer, starting defensive tackle alongside Benito Jones. Benito Jones, we don't know if he's going to play on Sunday. Calais Campbell as well. Another starter, and Jalen Phillips, your outside linebacker, he gets the starting job as well. No surprise, David Long, Jordan Brooks, your two linebackers, Emmanuel Ogbas, your other outside linebacker, and then Jalen Ramsey, Kendall Fuller, Kader Kohu at the nickel, Javon Holland, and Jordan Poyer, your two safeties.
I tell you, if Ogba balls out, I'm going to smack Nick Fangio, Vic Fangio, whatever the hell his first name is. He never put Ogba in the damn game.
He was your highest paid player on the roster last year.
Literally just got an email from Bet Online. Cam Ward is the new Heisman Trophy favorite. That's the subject line of the email that I just got. So for a second here, Solana, I know you want to jam in and throw water on it. Shove it up your butt for one second here. Let me read this. Cam Ward is 7-1 to win the Heisman. Dylan Gabriel from Oregon is now right behind him. Jalen Milroe from Alabama right behind him. Let's see here.
Oregon scored like 91 points or something. They went crazy.
Shedeur Sanders is 25-1. I'm just looking down the list.
You have to have a great record, right, Crowder, to win a Heisman? Is there any? Are there any outliers there, like guys who?
Tyler Van Dyke is 150-1. Graham Mertz is 200-1.
I mean, you put a prop bet on Derrick Jones Jr. to win Finals MVP. So, I mean, you have no problem
tell you what, after the first three, I thought I might be able to cash that ticket.
Yeah, it wasn't Oregon. They ain't scoring no damn points. But you really don't. You have to be – if you're not on a great team, you have to be super impressive. Like Baker Mayfield and Johnny Manziel type guys, when you're just really just carrying the whole team on your back to not be a national championship team.
But those guys were – like their teams were still 10-1, 10-2. Like Colorado's not winning 10 games this year. So, I mean, Shador – I mean, he'd have to be unbelievable in the defense, give up 60 points a game for him to win the Heisman.
No, he's not going to win it because you have to be legit. Especially now, 12, there's no chance for somebody not to make the college football playoff and win the Heisman. That's impossible now.
All right, guys. Dolphins versus Jaguars Sunday at 1. Miami, the Hurricanes, and your Heisman favorite, Cam Ward.
How about that?
We'll play Florida A&M University.
This dude's going to put up some numbers on Saturday.
Come on, man. Come on.
By the way,
probably
Canes,
only play a half, but he's going to put up some numbers.
They left him in a little too long against Florida, I think.
They left him in almost the entire game. I didn't understand what was going on there.
Because y'all trying to put it to us or whatever, teach us a lesson. I don't like that.
You did need a lesson taught to you, and I do believe you've learned it.
Yes. Y'all are better than Florida this year. I can't. There's no arguing out of me.
All right. You guys got Samford this weekend, Crowder. Nice little bounce back cupcake victory for you. Hey,
unless they choke on that cupcake.
I don't put any victory as like a easy peasy victory for the Gators.
I'm telling you. And if they put Graham damn Mertz out there again, it's really up for grabs. Graham Mertz.
Was he really hurt? Did the Canes really knock him out or was he just done? He was just done with that game.
I don't care. He should have been out the game at halftime. Graham, his name is Graham Mertz, and he's going to come back from 30 points down. Graham.
Okay, Randolph. Hey, the Canes, by the way.
What's the best Graham you know? You don't even know somebody named Graham.
Jimmy Graham from the U, legend.
See, Mount Rushmore of Grahams. Graham Cracker, which
I don't
is,
know
I know what you call Graham Mertz.
Know him.
Teddy Grahams.
Those are food items.
That's right. I'm giving you the Mount Rushmore of Grahams.
Okay.
Graham. Let me get a Graham.
You... a 1 Graham?
Man's on a budget. Let me get a Graham. How much for 1 rib?
How much for 1 rib? grandma.
Graham Gano.
Who's that?
Football player.
Play kicker.
Alexander Graham Bell.
Ooh.
That's a pretty good one.
That's good. Yeah.
What do you do? A light bulb man? Mm-hmm.
I think the telephone.
Yeah, the telephone.
Telephone man. Jimmy, so funny.
Jimmy knew that one, man. Jimmy didn't even hesitate. Usually he'll look it up just to be sure. Jimmy had that one.
Thomas Edison.
That is right.
Mm-hmm.
For what?
Isn't that the light bulb man?
Yes. Ben Franklin.
That's him.
The kite. And he invented,
that's right.
He invented the printing press what? Too, right?
What?
The kite.
Oh, we had a Myers-Leonard situation on our hands.
Oh. Graham.
The heat season already?
Just your left. You should have said the key lightning, something else. Should have put some context to it.
The Marlins, they play tonight versus the Washington Nationals. Hey, Canes are ranked 12th in the nation, by the way, in the new AP top 25. Clemson drops to number 25. They lost to Georgia. They got their ass beat by Georgia. And the Florida State. the Florida State Seminoles.
Oh, Myers Leonard is shook here.
call Ellie. What's her name?
The Florida State Seminoles are no longer ranked in the AP top 25 after they got their ass beat yesterday at home by Boston College and dropped to 0-2 to start their season.
Wild. Just wild.
All that complaining.
You mentioned somebody checking on Danny Cannell. Listen, no matter what Cannell may have said or may have tweeted, he's not going through it as bad as one random Florida State Seminoles fan on Twitter yesterday who willingly offered to eat dog poo out of a red Solo cup with a spoon if Boston College beat Florida State.
And so this dude tweeted that right after they lost to Georgia Tech in Dublin. He said, if FSU loses to Boston College, I will eat dog bloop out of a red Solo cup with a spoon. And he deleted his Twitter account yesterday because everyone was retweeting it. He has reinstated his Twitter account. I just saw it like 20 minutes ago, and he tweeted, I'm not eating dog poop out of a red Solo cup. Y'all can beat it.
Why would he even say that? That's nasty. Bloop. Hawk said the first time.
What did I say?
He said dog bloop. You told the story. You said.
You did say that. You did say bloop. He said,
you sure I didn't say bleep?
No, you said bloop. Because that's why bloop. I looked funny. But nobody else said anything. That's why I just didn't say that. But I was like, bloop.
I didn't even hear that.
I'm still trying to make sure I said kite.
Dog bloop. That's funny. Oh, they're saying Graham Mertz suffered concussion. That's up on ESPN right now. I didn't realize that.
Thursday afternoon. That's why he played like that.
Well, yeah, this is DJ Lagaway taking snaps with the first team.
Yes. Take your time, Graham. Take your time.
That's good, though. I'm glad Lagaway is going to get some reps in. He'll be more than prepared to start under center for the Miami Hurricanes next season. Can't wait.
Yeah, y'all might have y'all a year here. Just got to take this.
All right, your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy right now in South Florida. Appears to be a little bloop coming in a couple minutes. It's around 85 degrees. Gentlemen, that is your weather.
Moonlight Graham, somebody texts in. Field of Dreams, Moonlight Graham was the doctor. And he stepped off the baseball diamond and became the old doctor. Former Florida Governor Bob Graham. Lou Graham, singer for Foreigner. Otto Graham.
Hey.
And of course, Instagram.
I play with Otto Graham the Fourth.
I think I remember you telling me that for some inexplicable reason.
Weirdest thing in the world. And Otto Graham was like an amazing player.
Yeah.
And his son, something fourth or fifth. And he was on Florida with me. Terrible. He was terrible.
Oh, Billy Graham, the preacher. A lot of Grahams.
Graham Zuzi?
A lot of Grahams. Who?
Graham Zuzi.
What is that?
Played for the U.S. men's national team in the 2010 World Cup or 2014 World Cup?
Graham Zuzi. I like a dessert.
Graham Zuzzi.
Graham Zuzzi.
Graham what? Zuzzi. All right.
Okay.
Run out of Grahams. I'll do the DBJ calls in the next segment. We will listen to Don Bailey Jr. and see what magic he delivered to the broadcast on Saturday. We'll do that in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I love my Canes.
Hawk and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let me tell you something. Just talking about football season coming back. Mm-hmm. My Uncle Vic, he works at the for the government somewhere. I don't know. But he has to be to work at 5 a.m. in the morning. So he can't stay up for, like, the Monday night game. Like, he can't stay up till 1 in the morning, midnight. So he watches the first half, goes to sleep about 9, wakes up at 3:30 a.m. to watch the second half of the game so that he can talk about it with the boys at work. The weirdest thing I heard in my life.
Wouldn't it just make sense to watch the whole game then? Because you're still getting the same amount of sleep.
I'm like, why wouldn't you just watch the game and get the same 5 hours that you're going to get anyway? He's like, no, because I like to get up. Now to get up, get my cup of coffee. Now I can wake up and relax and be able to watch the rest of the game with
actually,
no commercials.
You know what? I am with that because I don't like to be rushed when I get up. Like, I don't want to get up and I got to rush out the door to get to work. Like, I'm kind of with that. I'd like to take my time, be a little leisurely in the morning and watch the game that way. But I don't know. I don't think I could turn a game off if I was interested in it at halftime to, like, get 4 quick hours to wake up and then watch the end of it.
But he did make a point because that was my argument. You're going to watch the game anyway. Just stay up and watch it. He said, I can watch the second half in 35 minutes because I can fast forward through everything.
Right.
And I was like, you know, that's the craziest thing I heard in my life. But he kind of swung me towards that way.
Then I don't feel like I've really watched a game when I'm not getting the commercials and the breaks in between plays. Like, I like the whole rigmarole. But I feel that way with a television show. You know, I could get Hulu without commercials. You pay an extra few bucks. I like with commercials. I love when they break up the show with commercials. And Hulu just throws commercials in whenever they feel like it. It's not even a break in the, like, a natural break in the TV show action. Like, all of a sudden, it's just Johnson & Johnson. And they're like, what? Yeah, I like watching the commercials. I want the show to take longer.
You've said that before. That's weird.
Yeah.
I'm a big commercial guy. Only people to say that is Super Bowl watchers. Everybody else hates commercials.
Love commercials. I like the break.
Of what? What are you doing?
Yeah, it's enough already with the streaming and the no commercials. You know, back in the 70s, we had lots of commercials and people smoking cigarettes and we liked it.
Marlboro Reds, that man with the horse. Mm-hmm. I remember that commercial. They made it look
like
so cool.
Cigarette commercial.
Till I stole my dad's cigarettes and snuck in the backyard and started throwing up. I was 8.
You have an Uncle Vic, huh? I wouldn't have guessed that you had an Uncle Vic.
Yeah, Vicar. His real name is Vicar.
Is it really?
Yep. I don't say it's full, but it's Vicar.
Vicar?
Yes, my Uncle Vicar.
Like V-I-C-O-R? V-I-C-K-E-R?
Yeah.
His
wife's name's Val and Vic. That's her Vicar.
I don't know.
That's his real name, though.
Never heard that name.
Nope. I didn't like when I first heard it. And it's actually it's Asia's uncle, so it's not my biological uncle. But yeah, I've known him now going on 20 years, and yeah, I was like, you're the only vicar I ever met.
All right. So Don Bailey Jr. comes on the show, and we give him some lines to work into the Hurricanes football broadcast along with Joe Zagacki. This is not a easy job to do when it's, you know, Florida on the road. You know, you get FAMU this Saturday. It's a little bit easier to work in some goofy lines. But the game went the right way. And so DBJ was able to do all four lines that we gave him. So neither of us have heard these. Solana has, but we have not. So what do we want to do? Play what we gave him first? This is the Rick Ross line. We were fascinated by...
Well, no, let's go in order of what he did. So we'll start with the two-bits chant.
Okay, so this is the original chant that you hear, and I watched it. It was Javon Kearse who led the two-bits chant at Ben Hill Griffin Stadium. They chant inexplicably a two-bits, a two-what? A two-bits. Two-bits, four-bits, six-bits, a dollar... Florida Gators.
Florida Gators, stand up and holler.
This is what it sounds like in the stadium. Really terrible. Just so terrible.
It's historic.
Certain things are not meant to last into 2024. That's one of them.
History.
That should have gone the way of cigarette advertising. But anyway.
Should have left with Marvell, man.
We told DBJ to do it with kind of a nod to his flooring business. Don Bailey flooring. What was it? Two tiles, four tiles, six tiles, a pallet. Something like that. Let's hear what he did in the game.
Second down and goal for Miami at the 10. Moving left to right, all in white. At the 10-yard line of Florida. Second and goal, Ward goes under center. Left foot behind the right foot. Takes the snap. Here's the handoff. Fletcher goes left side. Gets a block from Brown. He's at the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. He is into the end zone. Touchdown, Mark Fletcher. He's alive and kicking. And Miami with 6:41 to go. That's a 16-3 lead over the Florida Gators in Gainesville.
Two tiles, four tiles, eight tiles, a dollar. If you need a floor, give me a holler.
That was excellent.
That was great. That was
excellent. I would like to know the look on Joe Zagacki's face when DBJ blurted that out. If that you need a floor, give me a holler. Funny.
It was a close game, too. I know he looked crazy.
That's funny, man. You need a floor. Give me a holler.
Two tiles, four tiles, eight tiles, a dollar. If you need a floor, give me a holler.
Now, we gave him from Forgetting Sarah Marshall the line that's, what's that dude's name? He ruined the movie.
Paul Rudd. Yeah.
Terrible character in a great movie.
Bad character.
But he does the, when he's pulling out Russell Brand, you sound like you're from London. This is the line that we gave DBJ. Let's hear DBJ do it during the game.
Second down and 10, the ball on the right hash mark. Shadow creeping across, almost over the football. Ward stands in the sunshine and sends Horton to his left side. On a second down and 10 from the Gator 24. Ward looks left, down the middle, fires, got a Restrepo, into the end zone, touchdown! What a throw by Cam Ward to Xavier Restrepo for the touchdown! Another big moment, it's their big moment, Ward and Restrepo for Miami touchdown, 23-10, Miami with 45 seconds to go in the first half in Gainesville.
You sound like you're from London, eh? Quiet that Gator crowd.
The best for London. It's a military module chop.
You really do sound like you're from London.
I think you're going on there.
Hey?
Why did he throw the A in there? That's
you
Canadian.
Sound like you're from London, eh?
That's what Canadians say.
I have a London influence in Canada, right?
Funny, man. We gave him from the Human League the song Don't You Want Me, but we didn't do the hook. We did the actual beginning of the song. This is what we gave him.
You were working as a waitress in a cocktail bar when I met you. I picked you out, I shook you up and turned you around, turned you into someone new.
Very long. Did he do the entire thing, Solana? I guess we'll have to listen and find out. Here it is from the game.
Kane's creeping up toward the line of scrimmage. Here they come. Mertz the throw. Under got, pressure. Got, he's got, in and dropped. He is sacked. Alston got there. A whole host of Hurricanes. Barrow is there as well. Simeon Barrow wearing number 10 in honor of George Myra. Simeon Barrow gets him. So does Elijah Alston.
You were working as a waitress 25. In a cocktail bar when I met you. I picked you out. I shook you up and turned you around and turned you into someone new.
Don't you want me after 26 years? Don't you want me, baby? Don't you want me, baby?
Joe recognized the song.
Hey, Joe.
That's his wheelhouse. I mean, DBJ, come on. Either do it or don't. I mean, just rushing through it there. Like, I mean, either if you don't want to get through the entire line, just, you know, just say, yeah, I'm not going to be able to do that one.
He also got a little rattled because the second he started, the official turned on his microphone and started talking.
It was a disaster at the beginning. And then DBJ just wanted to be done with it.
He slowed down the second verse.
Funny. That was the last one. All right, so here's the Rick Ross one. It was Rick Ross on some television show or podcast, and he's talking about chickens, but inexplicably believes that they quack. Here's the line.
We farming our own chickens, homie. Thousands of chickens, thousands, running around everywhere. Quack, quack, quack.
Let us listen to what DBJ did during the Hurricanes game.
26-yard field goal for Borregales. Good snap, and it's down. He sends it up there, and it's good. And Miami's put 40 on the Gators. 41-17. Isn't that a similar score to 2002?
We farm our own chickens, homie. Thousands of chickens. Thousands run around everywhere. Quack, quack, quack. I just read what they write.
What the hell just happened here?
That's my favorite. You know why? Because Joe asked him a question. He says that's reminiscent of whatever year. But when DBJ has gotten in his head that he's going to fire off one of the lines, he doesn't hear anything that's going on around him, which is why, like in the last one, the sound of the official caught him off guard because, like, he's locked in. He's ready to deliver the line. So Joe's like, hey, that's from same score as whenever. DBJ doesn't hear any of that. And then lays the quack, quack, quack homie on him.
Homie?
And Joe's like, what the hell's going on here? Can we play that entire thing one more time, the entire call? I love the way that it comes to fruition.
26-yard field goal for Borregales. Good snap, and it's down. He sends it up there, and it's good. And Miami's put 40 on the Gators. 41-17. Isn't that a similar score to 2002?
We farm our own chickens, homie. Thousands of chickens. Thousands run around everywhere. Quack, quack, quack. I just read what they write.
What the hell just happened here?
We're farming our own chickens, homie.
Quack, quack, quack.
Quack, quack, quack. Chicken, front of the round.
Excellent performance by Don Bailey Jr. and Joe Zagacki this week.
Rick Ross is funny.
Would you guys like to have a quack off by any chance?
Yes.
Quack, quack, quack.
Quack, quack, quack.
Quack, quack, quack.
Quack, quack, quack.
Impossible to tell the difference.
Quack, quack, quack.
Quack, quack, quack.
Those were really good. All right, we'll have to give him some new lines this week. The game is Saturday, 6 p.m., Hard Rock Stadium. You'll hear the game here on 560 WQAM. FAMU will be in town with their famous Marching 100. 4 o'clock hour coming up on the Hockman and Crowder program.
This is the Hock and Crowder Show.
I love my Canes.
Hock and Crowder.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.